While this may seem alarming, that, you know, aren't we over this yet? The fact is that we are now seeing a greater flow of foreclosure activity, and that's actually a positive thing for homeowners. It may not seem like it on its face, but if we think back a few short months ago, the robo-signing controversy and scandal, which basically halted the foreclosure process because so many of these processes were being pushed through without anybody looking at them, that they halted the process, and it really backlogged so much of this activity, that what we're seeing from this now is the fact that a lot of this inventory is perhaps finally getting pushed through. And that's what we need. You need to see this process moving along. And that, in the end, will mean that we're going to see, a greater light at the end of the tunnel in terms of this housing crisis.
Yeah, it's hard to see that statistic and think there's a silver lining in there somewhere. But until these properties, distressed properties, are foreclosed on and put back on the market and kind of cleared out, the housing market's going to remain clogged by them.
Well, that's been the case. And what also is happening is there's a larger volume of short sale, pre-foreclosure sales, and that tends to not be as impactful on home values. You know, we see in certain areas an increase of home values very slightly in key areas that people may want to live. We saw increases in Channelside, where I live in southeastern Pasco County, though it's been bumping along the bottom. I get these reports from Zillow.com every month about home values, and it'll say you've been down a percent or two or up a percent or two, and it just has been that way for months, and it gets very distressing because one of the big underlying issues here is the loss of wealth in this country. And we saw this with some statistics from the government a couple of weeks ago that showed how remarkably we've lost wealth. It's just been an incredible drain on personal income, going back to what it was like in the 90s. And one interesting note, there was some research done by Professor Elizabeth Strom of USF, who's the director of the Office of Community Engagement. And in March, she looked at the loss of house and home. And what she found is originally, back in the early part of the decade, foreclosures were happening in the urban core where property values were and incomes were much lower. But since 2005, foreclosure rates are really focused on suburban areas. So we have a whole different sort of understanding of, you know, poverty in America and the loss of wealth. And this foreclosure activity is indicative of that. But as you say, the more that we can work through this inventory and get to the point where we're back to a more sort of stable housing environment, the sooner the values will come back and we'll start to begin to have some reality in that market.
So the bottom line is, when we look at this 111% year-over-year increase in foreclosure activity in the Bay Area, this is really the bad news finally kind of hitting here, and it's good news that we're going to work through these.
That we've all been waiting for this last shoe to drop, which has been, you know, getting this inventory pushed through and the foreclosures pushed through. And while it may seem like a frustrating thing to see these numbers continue to pop up, we know that Florida has been hit hard. And the fact is that this stuff is working through the system, and that's a positive sign in the end.
Alexis Milner of the Tampa Bay Business Journal, thanks a lot.
A pleasure, Craig. Good to talk.